Yes, we are back. My name is Brian, and I am glad to do this broadcast today. We are recording, on, what's the date today? Friday, March the 15th. It's 3:02. So we're starting right now, and we're going to post this later on before 7, hopefully. Now, all our radio techs, any mistakes that I make when I speak and I'll do all that stuff, don't change anything. I need people to know that this is unedited, that this is the real message, that we did not fake it, we didn't do anything. So we are going to start with the Hans Zimmer time healing. And so get ready, you know the routine. And if you don't know that, you open your window a little bit and ask your angels to lift any bad spirits off you that will prevent you from receiving truth. So we're going to be right back.
Thank you.
Nice. Now, if you want to stop the broadcast from your own computer device, iPhone, whatever you are using, you can take 10 minutes and just take time to think about yourself, life, and just think about the information you're going to receive is going to help you. And it's there to help you, and it's being given to you with pure love. And all your Benlam people out there, thank you very much. I love all of you. I love everyone. And thank you for keeping a close check on me to make sure I'm always speaking the truth. And no one has ever said that I'm not speaking the truth. Even the last broadcast, the other broadcast, they're all saying you're bang on. So thank you very much for giving me that support. I do need that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. My name's Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. Again, it is March the 15th. It's now 3:09, and we are going to start with segment one. This is a very important message, and we're hoping to, how do I say this? I'm hoping to be received by the President of the United States. I'm hoping. And I've got so many thoughts going through my mind at the same time. And I want to share with you the fact that there has been major changes, particularly in reference to my ability to discern truth and my ability to do miracle healings. My gift has really increased to a very high level, very top high level. And this is why we are doing this broadcast. And there's been major changes that it's going to help the world, the future. But it's only going to help the world temporarily. Why? Because we've got to make sure that the President of the United States doesn't die soon. And so this is part of the message. Miracle healings are going to be taking place more frequently. That's one of the major changes in the matrix, and religion will no longer be able to block. A certain main religion has been Christian religion. You know the ones I'm talking about. They've been blocking miracle healings, and they're the ones that claim that they don't exist. That's because they blocked it by changing the matrix. That's been undone. And also, they were trying to create World War III, and that's been undone. And then, on top of that, all the changes, all the bad changes they've been making, they were making themselves and other people untouchable. Now they are accountable. So there's a lot of changes. Needless to say, they're very angry with me. I'm not pleasing them. And I'm not here to please men. I'm here to please God's children. I don't want to sound like a crazy fanatic, but I'm being very sincere. We don't need to suffer. It's not necessary for us to suffer. And we have been suffering mainly because of certain religious individuals who have had such enormous power in the matrix. They no longer have this power. And so, where am I going with this? Let's say the word Joe Biden, the President of the United States. I love you. You know about me. You've had many conversations with your former driver, Bill. Bill has been with me, a client of mine, for at least 25, 26 years, and he still is my client. And, you've got some awareness of me, and the First Lady has some awareness of me through Bill. And if you need to have deeper awareness, I'm asking both you and the First Lady to sit down with Bill and have a very serious discussion, particularly based on what I'm going to say in this broadcast. And I'm asking for you to have your chief of staff or someone call me on my cell, leave a message. I don't answer this phone. Everyone's got to leave a message. And once I hear the message, if I discern I'm supposed to call back, I will phone the person back. And the number is 905-770-9200. So that's the number for your chief of staff or someone that represents you to contact me if you're interested in receiving a healing that will save your life. and save the United States of America, and also save the world and save your family. It's very, very, very serious. Take time to sit down with your vice president, Vice President Harris. She will give you some good, really good advice. At the same time, I recommend that you do not take any advice from men. There's a reason for it. And you know exactly what I'm saying. The problem is, if you were to die, it would likely trigger World War III. And all the work that I've been doing in the Matrix to try to avoid World War III, which I've done many times, it's, you're not going to help me if you end up dying. You're going to make it very difficult. You're going to make me work hours upon hours upon hours to make sure that it doesn't take place. And I don't want to work so hard. I already have for the last 2.5-3 years. Do this for your country, your family, this planet, God. Most important, do it for yourself. Don't die and create karma when I'm here to help you. Because if you don't take the actual healing, you know, people with the pendulum verify, if the president does not take this healing and we do go into World War III, is he going to create a huge karmic debt? And that karmic debt is huge, and you don't want to go through that, particularly when you cross over. And if you've got people who are gifted, have them verify that. I'm not throwing a threat at you. It's just a matrix. It's a software program. If I don't do the right things, I'm in trouble. I create a huge karmic debt. So you and I, we're on the same side, and we're in the same boat. But hopefully we're not in a boat where we're going to sink together. We've got to work together so that we can save the people that really need to be saved. We got to be able to do it. And I say to the Vice President Harris, you're a good person. And I represent the Spiritual Council of the Light. If you know someone who's gifted, people with the pendulum verify, am I the most powerful spiritual man on this planet? The answer is yes. So with the President of the United States, the most powerful man, getting together with the most powerful spiritual man. There's two forces to be dealt with, but they're in agreement with each other. Just very recently, the Spiritual Council of the Light endorsed the President of the United States. So we're not going to do that if it's not important. And it's really important. And ask yourself, I say to the president, Joe Biden, if you are to die, where do you think America will be? You know the answer. Your advisors know the answer. When you take a look at your top 25 advisors, only 5 of you want you to receive me. The other 20 does not. So you have to look at this like the stock market. When you're investing in the stock market, you do the opposite of what most people are doing. But there's 5 people that want you to get that healing. Think about what I'm saying. I say to Vice President Harris, encourage the First Lady to receive me. Try to convince her that I need to calm down and see the president. Not only that, I need to come down and see you because you also need a healing. I know the healing, if I'm allowed to do it this year or next year, I know it's going to save your life. I know that you need a healing to save your life. And I say to the First Lady, you're going to be asked. Jill, you're going to be asked to make a very important decision. And this decision will be the most important decision that you will ever make in your life. And people with the pendulum verify what I'm saying. That is true. And that is to support or not support your husband to receive me and receive many miracle healings. Your family is dependent on you. Your country is dependent on you. I'm dependent on you. Because I want to be able to fulfill my contract. My contract is to help your family and to help you, the United States of America. That's my contract. And I'm prepared to come and meet as soon as possible. And when you go into the next segment of this broadcast and the next segment, there's second and third, I need you to listen to all three. And then you're going to know that you know that you know that I'm the right person to come and visit with your family. And Bill, my good friend, it's okay for you to send a communication. You've got someone at the White House that you can contact. And God will guide you. It's just a communication to let them know about this broadcast, but they're going to find out anyways. But your communication is not going to hurt. I was not expecting to do any type of broadcast today. I was not. But later this morning, I discerned that it was very important, particularly after the Father gave me an incredible miracle healing, then gave me the gift of performing miracle healings. It's very, very powerful. And people with the pen verify if that's true. And so I don't know where this is supposed to go or will go, because I can't predict the future. But I'm going to do what the Father wants me to do. And God does exist. There's no question about that. And the Christ consciousness is for real. And the spiritual councils, it's all for real. And they're very concerned about what is going on in the current status of the various wars going on. It's sad. So we're going to take a break now. But what I'm going to say to all of you, to the President of the United States, I can fix you through God and the Holy Spirit. I can fix you. I know. But if you're not prepared to be fixed, I can't do it. We'll be right back.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Lights will guide you home. Thank you.
But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were. Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones. I will try to fix you.
Okay, that's what we're going to do, is try to fix United States of America. We're going to try and fix the President of the United States. Well, I'm not going to do anything. It's the God and the Holy Spirit that does it. I'm just the facilitator, but I do have the final say in whether or not the President of the United States receives the healing through me. I have to vote, as I'm part of the Spiritual Council of the Light. So, you know, when I'm just thinking about all my other incarnations, where I was Benjamin Franklin, I was Tesla, I was Einstein, and looking at the fact when I was Einstein, I helped to develop the nuclear bomb, which I, even today, I feel bad. When I think about all those people, Hiroshima, that died, and I was shocked to find out when I discerned that a lot of the people within a 1 mile radius of where the nuclear warhead struck, those people, their souls were destroyed. That's what nuclear war does. It actually destroys the person's soul within 1 mile. And so they won't have another incarnation. So they don't die and go somewhere. They're destroyed. And so this is a big issue with me. And when the bomb went off, you know, back, my soul has the memory of Hiroshima. Pendulum people verify that. When I was Einstein, do I have the memory of this? And I do. And I feel bad. And part of the reason why I've been asked to do this is because when I was Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, I was always doing something really neat, bringing profound technology to the world, profound math equations and so on. But I had this fascination with the unknown, something that I couldn't see. I always had fascination with energy. But how to understand the energy that works around the human body and how everything interacts. Again, what we can't see, we can maybe sometimes feel it, but we can't see it. And this energy has such a profound level of consciousness, and it can take over our bodies, it could control our minds, it could go to other people or make people sick. It's very, very, very interesting, but yet profound. And so I guess when I was Einstein, I said to God, Father, I need to better understand all this energy. And so I'm here in this lifetime. So I'm learning as much as I can about this, trying to understand the concept of spiritual healing, miracle healings, which is basically just moving energy and transferring the energy from one place to another. And once that energy is off the person, it's no longer interacting with the genes, the stem cells, and other atoms in the physical body. Disease actually starts in the physicality of atoms in a group of six. So all disease starts from a single atom. And I found that to be fascinating, and it starts as it interacts with certain energies. And so the president of the United States, he's no different than you, me, everyone else. You know, we can get sick, and it's usually those six atoms that are working together to really create disease. And those six atoms basically represents six stages of disease. And when there is, as you move along and you get into larger molecules, we've got our cells. And, of course, the cells is full of a lot of molecules. And we've got the cells that basically help to progress disease. And there's six cells that is attached to each disease. Again, it's attached to six different stages of disease. And the president of the United States, well, where is he at for a potential stroke? He's at stage three. No, the father says no. No, thank you, Father, correct me, no. He's at stage five. Oh my God, he's at stage five. People with the pendulum verify, is he at stage five? Is he about to have a stroke? Yes. Okay, so stage three, what is it, Father? Memory. So he's at stage three out of six with memory impairment. That's where he is. If he gets to stage four, he's messed up now. Anyone at stage three is messed up. You know, you forget a lot of things. But you try real hard to be in the moment and remember what you can in the moment. But you kind of forget the moment an hour later or 2 hours later. But if he gets to stage four or stage five, with stage five, he's not going to be able to, he won't be able to perform as president. But my big concern is stage five for a stroke. And I'm getting this information from the archives of God and also from God directly. So it's a serious problem. So let me talk about the healing. What actually happens? The actual healing will take about 1 hour for every six entities, atoms, cells, whatever, ghost walk-ins, whatever we want to call it, auras, whatever we want to call it. There's different names that we will use. But these are very powerful entities. And what I've noticed is that when people are sick, there's these six ghost walk-ins that are attached to them that is actually progressing the disease or progressing the bad karma for someone to go through, whether it's a car accident, whether it's to be murdered or whatever. There's six stages, and once you get to stage six, you have the car accident or your murder or something like that happens. That's just an example. But each entity, in the case of the president of the United States, represents a separate stage of disease. And, well, I mean, that's the way it is. Modern medicine does not accept this. However, modern medicine one day will accept this because we're moving forward where modern medicine will have no choice but to accept it. Because as we develop technology that verifies what I'm saying, we're going to move in that direction. One must accept Christ. There's no question. If someone comes and sits down with me, you must accept Christ. And we're not talking lip service. You got to be a good person. And it really means to accept Christ. We're not talking about religion. Religion is going to mess your head up. We are talking about love thy neighbor as thyself to the best of your ability. Okay, always to the best of your ability. And we're talking about love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Again, to the best of your ability. We're talking about people who are mostly kind people. Those are the people that are received by God, that are received by myself. And it's tough because there's not a lot of nice people out there. So that's why a lot of the miracles are very difficult to perform. There's one thing that I don't want to do is take a very nasty person, perform a miracle, then they go back and be nasty to people. That really bothers me. And I know the president of the United States, he's not like that. He is not like that. And the vice president, Harris, is not like that. So through the whole process, the 1 hour, well, at least 45% of it is responding to a prayer affirmation involving denouncing false beliefs or denouncing your own beliefs or whatever it is. And you do this by responding, yes, I do. Father, do you forgive me? It's very simple. I will say something, and then you will come back and say, yes, I do. Father, do you forgive me? And we do a prior preparation, then we do a phase one, and we do a phase two. And it takes about 45 minutes, and a lot of good stuff is happening in that 45 minutes. There's the Holy Spirit's working, there's angels working, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of movement going on where people can't see with their eyes, but it's actually happening, it's for real. And part of the process is my responsibility to make sure that the energy that's being lifted from the President of the United States or anyone I'm working with is transferred to a portal, a vortex, and it goes to the sun. And the wonderful thing about this type of healing, the high-level miracle healing, is that that's exactly where it goes. It goes to the portal, vortex, to the sun, and it stays there. So basically, God basically takes on that bad energy, which is fantastic, which is really fantastic. Then on top of that, it has to be sealed. The healing has to be sealed, and it's done through God, and it's done through Christ, God, Almighty God, and the Supreme God, through those levels, those stages, and it's sealed forever, unless otherwise the Father decides to unseal it. But that's the process, and that energy would come off the president, and he would have a window slightly open, and it would go through the window, and it would go to the portal, the vortex, and the sun. And that would apply for anyone else that I'm doing healings on. And, you know, the thing is, I don't need to be in person, but the Father wants me to do this one in person with the President. He's not going to save his life otherwise. And there's another reason for that, which I can't explain. But it's better for him to sit down with me. But I take a look at my responsibility. What is my responsibility in each and every healing? Well, I have to vote and agree and support this healing. So I will put my vote into the Authentic Spiritual Council of the Light. And I will simply say that, Father, I support this entire healing. My vote goes in now. Of course, God, well, he does all the healing. The Holy Spirit does all the healing. But the fact is, if I don't put my vote in, the vote, it means a lot. It's very important. It's part of the protocol. It's just protocol. I'm not any super power or whatever. if I know God and the Holy Spirit is doing the actual healing, of course I'm going to vote. I'm never going to say no. But regardless, the Father wants me to put my vote into the spiritual council of the light, and which for the present I will. And I will do the same for others in Washington that I'm supposed to meet, and the First Lady. But that's it. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing like I've got this demon running around the room, picking me up and throw me against the wall. That would be an interesting experience. But no, all kidding aside, no, it's nothing like that. It's very practical. It's very logical. And it works. So we're going to take a break now. And just think about what I've said, and I ask the president or whoever's listening on behalf of the president, please support this healing. I have no fear. I have full confidence that when I start the healing, providing it's the will of God for the healing to go through, and providing that the president of the United States will accept the healing, because he's got to accept it. If he doesn't accept it, you know, I'm going to be wasting my time. But we've done this before in another Groundhog Day, and it was successful. So, I mean, that's the key. And the First Lady got a healing. It was successful. And so I'm all good, because I know that it's kind of like a repeat Groundhog Day, and we're just going to do the same thing all over again, and we're going to be successful, and we're going to make sure together that the United States does not fall, and that no one gets into office that is there to really mess up the country. This is a very big concern of the Spiritual Council of the Light. So my name is Brian. We're going to take another break. And, you know, I love Lady Gaga, you know, Brad Cooper. What a great duet that's coming. And by the way, Hans Zimmer is going to be in Toronto, I think on September 19th at the Bank of Nova Scotia Center. So you may want to inquire about that concert, because I think I'm going to try to get some tickets and go and see Mr. Hans Zimmer. So we'll be right back.
In the shadow, la 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 la.
Okay, great song. Absolutely great song. My name is Brian. Again, you're listening to Clarity Radio. And we're moving along. It's Friday, the March the 15th, 3:44 in the studio. And wow, I say to the President of the United States, do this for Bo. Do this for Bo. And people with the Panama Verify, is it true that all evangelical ministers in the spirit realm, do they report to me? Every one of them. And is it true that whatever I say that they need to do, they must do it? Verify that, okay? So that's why the Father's given me the status of the most powerful, because I need to be the most powerful so I can be effective. And those that don't go along with what I'm saying, that they want to hurt people, then the Father will deal with them. I'm only there to give the message. This is why we have to all work together. And ministers out there, don't fight and be careful with what you say against me. Be very careful. Particularly if you don't understand the matrix. Say only kind words, because I'm here to help you too. I don't want to be your enemy. I'm saying this because this broadcast is so critical to ensure that World War III does not take place. So I need you to be on side with what I'm doing with the President of the United States. Do not speak one word against me. Let's move to segment three. Here we go. So we've been talking about these six entities, and we've mentioned that the President of the United States is at stage five based on getting the information from the Father for a stroke. He's stage five. There's six stages. He's one stage away from it. And his stage for memory impairment, stage three, this can be healed. Because why? It's the will of, it's the will of God. That's why. It's the will of God. And again, I'm not the healer. I'm only the facilitator. I set things up, and God, the Holy Spirit, will work on the President. But I do have that important responsibility of supporting the healing by putting my vote in with the spiritual council. So I do have that responsibility. I have that responsibility. And that responsibility, hang on, is that my mic okay? That speaker didn't interfere with the record. Sorry, folks, don't take this out. Keep this in. You don't have to take this out. Okay? Because I said that we're not going to edit anything. Okay, so good. If it does interfere, leave it alone. It was only like 30 seconds or whatever, right? Okay, here we go. We're going back. And so I have to, or rather I have the responsibility of placing my vote in with the spiritual council. And so with respect, again, to the President of the United States, which I love and respect very much, and he knows that. These six ghost entities, it's on him. And there's also six different auras that I have to deal with. And these auras actually come from six different people. And these six different people, well, they want to harm the President. I'm not going to say their names. It doesn't matter. And he doesn't need to know who they are. It doesn't matter. Because it's from another incarnation. And it's best that he doesn't know, but the real important point in this whole process. Why did the president of the United States get these entities in the first place? You know, people will say, well, you got to be a bad person to get these entities. He wasn't. He didn't do anything malicious at all. He is not a malicious person. But what he did do, what I did also in other incarnation, where I came into this incarnation to be badly beat up, oh my God, in the last 2.5, 3 years, is because I forgave people. I forgave people who really beat me up. And I went through so many diseases, illnesses, and thank God, you know, I don't need to worry about them. But here's the fact, is that the president was beat up by these six different individuals, four or five, whatever it is. There may be two other issues that has nothing to do with being beaten up, maybe a different issue. But what I do know is, in most cases, is that the fact is that he forgave others. He forgave others, which he wasn't supposed to do. And he had no idea. I had no idea. And that's why I'm here now teaching a new level of truth. And I know a lot of evangelical ministers, Catholic priests, they're going to have a hard time with what I'm saying. But once they understand the full picture, they're going to go, oh, I get it. I get it. And one of the things that I have to work on with the president of the United States and maybe other people, and I know I have to work on this with many of my clients, is the fact that the president of the United States has a major religious block that has to be lifted. Oh my God, this is huge. This is huge. And it's something like, okay, Joe, if you take the healing from Brian, something bad's going to happen to you. You could have a stroke, heart attack, whatever it is, you know, or we're going to get you in your next incarnation. And this is based on a belief that he agreed to, and it's likely the fact that he pledged allegiance to the big Christian church. I'm not going to say the name, but everyone knows who it is. And this church has a major block on him that prevents him from seeing me getting healed. And he also has a punishing entity that's separate that needs to be lifted. And so it's very interesting. He's the president of the United States. And if he dies, there's a good chance World War III will take place. But this religious institution does not want him to be healed. And people with the pendulum verify that big, big religious institution, you know who it is, does not want the president to be healed. Confirm that. Big time. Okay, so the question is, why does it not, that religious institution, why does it not want the president to be healed? What a question. Oh, you already know the answer. This religion wants World War III to take place. Then I asked the father, I go, what? Oh, come on, please make it easy for me. Oh, now I've got to deal with this big religious institution. Please make it easy. And I ask, why is it that they want World War III? And again, with the pendulum, you're going to have to verify this. Because the infusion of divine truth is going around the world. And as we infuse more and more and more truth, they are becoming weaker in their powers to have control and control people's minds, their behavior. They're getting weaker where they can't control people through the matrix. And that's the key. They're upset. They want World War III. And I said, okay, Father, okay. So one man, me, by myself, you know, how am I going to do this? And I said, well, what's the real reason why they want World War III? And I've said this many years ago. I've been doing radio for a long time. And at least 20 years, I've been doing at least 20 years. At least 20, you know, 15, 20 years, yeah, around there. And what's the answer? Why would they want World War III? It's because, and this is true with this particular religious institution, they do not survive if people do not suffer. That's the bottom line. They want World War III. That's what they want. Because they enjoy seeing people suffering, and they have power over those who suffer. And I say to the President of the United States, Bo would not agree. He's got his experience. He's got his military experience. He would not agree to have people suffer. Also do it for Bo. And do it for the many, many young at heart, women and children, male, female, the middle age, the elderly. Let them pass on knowing that you did something wonderful, wonderful for the world by staying alive. And you were able to stay around and make the right choices and decisions that would stop the war in the Middle East and stop the current Russian-Ukraine war and de-escalate any interest that China has in starting wars around the world. Same with North Korea. The world needs you. It needs you to be here. You're the man that God has chosen to do this. I'm the man that God has chosen to meet with you to make sure you do it, that you live long enough. So it's up to you. And you've got five people close to you that you need to have their ear and listen to their opinion. And what do you have to lose? You've got everything to gain. And so does the United States of America. Let me see if there's anything else I need to say. Yep, I just asked the Father, is there anything? He goes, no. I said, then I asked, is everything I said in this broadcast, is it 100% truthful? He said, yes. So with the pendulum verify, you know, your pendulum should be like swinging real fast. So that's it. So I hope to hear from you, Mr. President, or from someone, because I'm ready, able to do it. Come and meet with you and get it done. Okay, so may God be with you. Happy Paddy's Days? Is that what it's called? Happy Paddy's Day? Okay, that's the green beer, which I don't think that's a real thing. Yeah, no, it's not a real thing. Okay, whatever. So I have delivered the message, and I'm here to do my job, my duty. And I'm here to really, 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 really help this world. I made a mistake when I was Albert Einstein by developing the bomb, helping. But I had no choice. The world had no choice. But I am sorry To the people of Japan, I am sorry. I can feel that. Oh my God. Okay. Enough is enough. Thank you, and hopefully we'll do a broadcast next week. Thank you.
I see the rain. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Where I'm right or wrong, down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. Well, when I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I look. Feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. But when love is dead, thank you.